For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. In this interview, I talked to Arkansas State University System President Dr. Chuck Welch. He tells us what's happening across the system and all of the campuses and the work that's being done to help Henderson State University. Here's this interview with Dr. Chuck Welch.
Sure. Well, you know, I always do my annual trek to all of the campuses to greet the faculty and get the year kicked off. So I started in West Memphis and then went to Mountain Home and then Newport and then Malvern, which is my newest stop, and then, of course, Jonesboro and BB. So it's always good to see everybody back. There was a lot of energy in every one of those rooms. Feel like that, you know, the enrollment at our two-year institutions is finally beginning to level off. Although I think you're going to see enrollment around the state probably dip a little bit, just for a variety of factors. But we feel really good about where we are. Our budgets are nice and sound, not anticipating any sorts of adjustments or changes to those. And, you know, students back, that always brings back the energy to the campus, and football season back in full gear, that just makes everything exciting. So looking forward to a wonderful fall semester and great academic year.
So tell us a bit about how things are going with Malvern. Are you expecting any issues, or do you think that that'll go pretty well?
It has gone just about as smoothly as you could hope, John. Really, the only hiccup has been just finalizing their name change. They've gone through a series of focus groups and polling and surveys and different things, and it's just all over the map. It'll be ASU something. I think that's getting narrowed down. I'm hopeful that over the course of the next couple of weeks they will be able to finalize that. But, hey, if that's the biggest problem we got, then probably feel pretty good about it. The accreditors will be in the middle of September to do their look. Don't anticipate any issues there. We're getting everything transferred over and transitioned in preparation for that January 1 formal date. But it has just been a seamless process. And, you know, it helps that we did this a couple of years ago over at Mid-South. And so we've kind of learned what to do and what not to do. And I couldn't be more pleased with the way things are progressing right now. And they're just going to be a great fit. And we're really excited about all they're going to bring to our system.
What are some of the things that you're looking at as we go down the road through this academic year? What's kind of on your radar?
You may have seen, you know, we've really been very busy assisting with Henderson State University, and that's taking up a fairly considerable amount of our time right now. I'm sure you've read and your listeners have heard about some of the challenges that campus has faced. They've got interim leadership right now. Governor Hutchinson asked if we would be willing to come in and provide some assistance. We're doing that through a memorandum of understanding between now and the end of the calendar year, where we're helping them with everything from, you know, their policies, procedures, processes to financial management, financial aid. I mean, we've done a considerable amount of assistance already. They are paying us. They're paying us exactly what they would be paying if they were a member of our system. We felt like that was only fair. Obviously, we get a lot of questions about, well, are they going to join the system? And there is a considerable amount of chatter. The governor has obviously publicly encouraged them to do so. And we'll see where that takes us over the course of the next couple of months. But, you know, we ought to feel good about the way that the governor had confidence in our abilities, policymakers did. Our external bond rating agency that had downgraded Henderson twice and was looking at the possibility of a third downgrade immediately, like within one business day, stabilized their bond rating as a result of them signing the MOU with us. And so we'll be spending a lot of time working with them and trying to get things moving in the right directions there. Our campuses are incredibly stable, Jonathan. I could not be more pleased about where our system campuses are from a financial standpoint. We've been able to build our required reserves, cash days cash on hand. We've got great stability and leadership. Feel really, really good about some of the collaborative partnerships that are going on, so we'll continue to try to push those. We're going to be moving all of our system campuses onto the same system that regulates enrollment and our financial systems and everything so that we have a much easier exchange of information. So that'll be taking up a lot of time. There's a meeting going on at the system office with our IR folks to look at ways that we can build a system-level data warehouse and better exchange of information there and really be more analytical in the way that we approach and make decisions. And so, you know, we have, I've said this a couple of times before, but now as I'm in my ninth year in this position, we spent a lot of time just building the system. I mean, obviously the relocation to Little Rock, new offices, hiring new leadership on every campus, new leadership in the system office, trying to build relationships with policymakers. So it's really been just a furious building process. Now that we've got that stability, we're really looking to refine the system. How can we be more collaborative? How can we be more efficient? How can we really go above and beyond what we've been doing? So I really see this year as probably the first year that we're going to be able to fully devote a lot of attention to those kinds of projects and find ways to leverage the resources and strength that we have within our system to benefit our individual member campuses. And so I guess the word of the year is collaboration. Imagine is the chancellor's word. Mine would probably be collaboration, I guess, if I were to have one. And our campuses are working really, really well together right now, and things are feeling pretty good about where we're headed.
How did you learn about the Henderson situation?
Well, you know, the first call I got was from the governor's office, and of course, you know, I was president there at one time, and so have a lot of contacts there, and you know, actually their former president reached out to me first and asked if he could utilize a few of our people to help identify some issues, just sort of informally, and then that grew. And then, as I said, visited with the governor's office, visited with the governor himself, visited with several members of their board of trustees, some of whom served when I was there. And it's just one thing's led to another. And, you know, their campus has been extraordinarily welcoming of our personnel and really appreciative of what we've been able to bring to the table and some of the things that we've been able to identify and assist with. So, you know, it's one of those things, Jonathan, that I really have tried to promote, you know, collaboration among higher education as a whole. Certainly there's going to be times that we battle over funding or other types of issues, but I look at it as if there's an institution in the state that's in need, we need to step up and help. And then when there's that possibility, obviously, that they could be a member of our system, or there's that possibility that, you know, policymakers are asking you to help, then you certainly want to do that. But, you know, they're just in a very challenging time right now, and if we can utilize some of the things that we've got in place and lessons we've learned and some of the expertise we have among our staff, we're certainly going to do that for them or any other institution that would be in a similar situation.
How realistic is it that Henderson could possibly be part of the Arkansas State University system?
Oh, I think it's very realistic. I think, you know, there's a lot of support for that out there. Of course, anytime you have those kinds of discussions, there's folks on the other side that maybe don't want to go down that road. But, you know, the governor's been very public that Henderson should consider it, that they should look at it. I think that some of my relationships help with that. Obviously, some of the things that we've been able to do through cooperative purchasing or contracting or things that are saving money for our campuses could be great solutions for some of Henderson's challenges. And then just the financial leadership that we have, the you know, the leadership that we have over at the Capitol, and then when you just look at the financial track record of our campuses and what we've been able to do over the course of the last few years, you know, that makes it a much more enticing situation, I think, for their leadership. So obviously still some conversations to go, but it's definitely something that's on the radar screen and could be a very real possibility in the coming months.
If that is something that happens, what would they bring to the table that could just add more to the Arkansas State University system? Obviously, I know you know them very well since you were president at one point, but for those people who may not be too familiar with what the Henderson University brings, could you kind of explain that a little bit, please?
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize Henderson's actually the second oldest university in state university in Arkansas, behind only the University of Arkansas. And so it's a very old university with a lot of rich history and traditions, beautiful campus. Has historically been a public liberal arts university, nicely situated on the interstate, Southwest Arkansas, close to Hot Springs, obviously serves that part of the that state. That the unique nature of having a private university, Ouachita Baptist, across the street raises that profile a little bit. A full intercollegiate Division II athletics program, Greek life. I mean, it's a very, very much a comprehensive university that really has some wonderful academic offerings. I think, you know, anytime you're able to add an institution to the system, it assists you in a number of ways. First, financial. And mostly when I say that, from, just cooperative purchasing. I talked earlier about all of our campuses going on to the same information system. You add another campus to that system, it reduces the cost for every campus. It helps you, so it gives you so many different angles there. Student transfer and the opportunities to see transfer and cooperative programming that might be going on. You know, Henderson doesn't currently offer a doctoral degree, so could Jonesboro perhaps offer some in that part of the state, selective degrees? Obviously for our two-year institutions, I mean, Malvern's right up the road. BB's not that far away. Different kinds of cooperative programming there. Political. I mean, you obviously greatly enhance your geographic footprint and touch more elected officials that help us when we're there trying to get legislation passed that benefits all of our campuses. Raising the footprint and the ASU brand and name across other parts of the state. That in Southern Arkansas, where we haven't had that much presence. So there's just a number of wonderful benefits there that can be there and helping, whether they join our health insurance plan or any of these other things, spread risk. That's one of the great things about being in a system is you spread some of that financial or other type of risk out and give yourself lots of opportunities. So we're obviously doing our due diligence, looking at this and making sure. I can tell you that we have visited with external bond rating agencies, we've visited with national insurers and other groups. They all look at it as a positive, certainly a positive for Henderson. But anytime you have that type of synergy and centralization of different kinds of services, it's seen as a positive. So I'm very excited about what those possibilities could be. But as I say, there's still some work to go before any final decisions are made on that. And I mean, something their board has to make a decision on. Our board has to make a decision on, and we have to come to agreement on some key points. But right now, we're really busy just helping get them refocused and make sure that things are moving back in the right directions, and then we'll let the rest of that play out as it does over the course of the next few months.
I know that we'll be talking here very soon a little bit more in detail in December about the legislature, kind of meeting again and all of that. Your thoughts on anything kind of before we actually start going back into sessions?
Yeah, of course, this will be a fiscal session coming up next year, and it will meet in April, so it'll be a little bit different calendar in terms of the way that they're approaching the fiscal sessions. Fiscal sessions typically don't have an enormous amount of impact on us, primarily because there aren't any bills that are related to anything other than budgets. And with us having the funding formula, ours is pretty well known and set out in advance. That said, we will certainly be paying close attention. I would suspect there will be a lot of questions of us regarding Henderson and the work that we're doing, and so we'll probably have to be present there. But at the same time, I think that'll be a positive because we'll be able to really illustrate, hey, here are some of the controls that we have within our system, some of our financial controls and some of our financial processes and how we're utilizing those, and really be able to illustrate to policymakers the good things that are happening. So I'm optimistic about the fiscal session. Again, not anticipating anything that's going to be earth-shattering, but certainly we'll be keeping an eye on the ball, doing our budget hearings and that sort of thing, and hopefully getting a chance to really talk about what we're doing and how that's benefiting our campuses and how it could potentially benefit other institutions around the state.
Dr. Welch, before we let you run, I want to thank you for your time as always. Anything else you'd like to cover that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch on, please?
I'd just like to publicly, Jonathan, say thank you to your listeners, to you personally, to everyone at KASU for the incredible, incredible outpouring of support for Coach Anderson and Wendy and his family. I mean, this has been very difficult time for our university, certainly for that family. They are just wonderful people, and I tell you, he felt it. I've talked to him on a regular basis, and I think he's just been blown away by the love and the support, the concern and the prayers, and you know, that came throughout that entire community. I can't tell you how many people have commented to me in Central Arkansas that they're just so impressed by the campus community and the broader community of Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas, and the way that people have rallied around that family. And it's been noted by the Andersons. I've certainly noticed that. And I would be remiss if I didn't just say thank you. It reaffirms to all of us why we're so proud to be a part of this university and this entire family, and how proud I am of my hometown and you know, the way people rally to others in times of need. And so I just want to say thank you, because it's a difficult situation, but it's made much easier when you know you have that much love and support out there, and he certainly knows that.
And not just with Northeast Arkansas, not with Red Wolf fans, but also with fans all over the state. And you know, there was one editorial that said, I'm trying to remember where I saw this at, but said that, you know, Wendy Anderson was one of those people that was able to bring Razorback and Red Wolf fans together, because you saw a lot of that from people from all over the state of Arkansas, Razorback fans, and you know, from fans from all across the nation, who were doing that and sending the Andersons that kind of love.
Absolutely, no question. You know, football and rivalries and you know, different university rivalries, regardless of what field of play or in the classroom, that's all fun and important. But at the end of the day, we're all Arkansans and we're all people, and we saw it, and I'm so appreciative of the University of Arkansas, UCA. I mean, every institution in the state, we saw that. And Wendy was that kind of person. I mean, Blake posted a photograph of her about 4 days before her passing, and she had a smile on her face. And as much pain as she was in, and obviously scared and all that, she never wavered from that huge smile and just that loving and giving heart. And I tell you, she was an inspiration to all of us, and the way that Arkansans have rallied is an inspiration, and that's something to look at as a silver lining in all of this tragic situation.
And that's Arkansas State University System Dr. Chuck Welch. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.